You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
All right, so we mentioned this earlier. Carrie Underwood tweeted out some x-rays, some medical pictures over the weekend. Now, I was hoping we'd get some facial shots.
Still in the dark on that one.
No, but the wrist, she says, is now completely healed. She showed an x-ray, and you can see it online. It's everywhere. It literally looks like there's a miniature pitchfork in her wrist. Whatever she did was nasty.
She
it was
hit
a nasty,
hard.
Nasty break. Mm. So whatever we want to speculate about the face is one thing. There's no speculation about that wrist.
And the
it
wrist.
It was jacked up.
That's complicated with all the movement and all the little bones in there. Oof.
One other downer from the weekend, and this was really kind of depressing. Lari White. She had some hits. That's My Baby, Now I Know, and That's How You Know When You're in Love.
And she was in Castaway.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. She was the girl at the end of the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, who was the girl who was doing the art and metal and had the flying wings and all of that. She was the girl at the crossroads at the end of Castaway. Anyway, in fact, it was right after she did that movie that she left singing country music to just be a mom. Her husband is a songwriter named Chuck Cannon, and he has written a bunch of country hits. One of the biggest was a John Michael Montgomery song called I Love the Way You Love Me.
Yeah.
That was about Lari White.
That was great.
Anyway, she's been battling cancer since November. She's been undergoing aggressive chemotherapy and trying experimental medications. And unfortunately, she was placed in hospice care on Friday and is surrounded by her family.
I hate to hear that.
Very, very sad story. And now we get creepy. Chris Martin, who's the lead singer of Coldplay, has been dating Dakota Johnson, she of the Fifty Shades.
Mm.
Anyway, they were recently having dinner with Dakota's mom, actress Melanie Griffith. When Chris admitted that he had a poster of Melody on his wall as a teen. When Chris confessed to having a crush on Melanie as a kid after watching the movie Body Double, Dakota was mortified. She had no idea that her boyfriend had a poster of her mother hanging in his bedroom.
Oh, Mom.
Of course, Griffith loved all the attention she was getting from her daughter's boyfriend and later warned Dakota that she might just steal Chris for herself. Of all the things you could ever imagine coming out of my mouth to your mother, Layla Fern, I have a poster of you on my wall.
No. Dinner's over.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
One of the good things about doing what Debbie and I do and being married, being on the radio, is we don't have to spend a whole lot of time sitting behind a desk at the office.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Most of what we do in preparation for the show is done at the house.
And just observing life.
And I'm really glad we don't do it because there's just crazy stuff that happens in an office these days. You just never know. Came across this survey. 93% of respondents say it is not okay. And by the way, I agree with this. Not okay to clip your nails at the desk, whether it be your fingers or your toenails.
Obviously.
Toenails.
No personal grooming of that nature in public.
I'm a little concerned that 7% say, I ain't got a problem with that. That's nasty. Now, I have never seen anyone clipping their toenails. I have walked into my boss's office when he was digging an ingrown toenail out, and that was, you know, wonderful.
I guess maybe those 7% actually work in a nail salon. So if they're doing that behind their desk, who's going to notice?
But I was trying to think of some other things that I've seen. I have seen people, because they were in a cubicle and, you know, they were shielded on three sides, I've seen people trying on clothes.
Mm-mm.
I've been like, whoa, and had to turn around. I mean, it's crazy what you see people doing at their desk.
People are bold, and people are gross.
That sounds like a bumper sticker. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What have you seen a coworker doing at their desk that made you go, whoa, hey? Have you seen them? Have you seen someone clipping their toenails at their desk? Really? 704. Anyway, I was talking to someone remembered someone cutting their hair at their desk.
Flossing.
I don't want to see that either. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What have you seen a coworker doing at their desk that gave you pause?
I was calling about things you see your coworkers doing at their desk.
Yes, what did you see?
We've got a girl, and I guess she has some extra facial hair, and I've seen her tweeze out some of the extra facial hair, and I'm just like, oh, come on now.
Oh, yeah, go to the bathroom and do that.
Tweezing of anything completely off limits at the desk.
Any kind of personal grooming like that, I don't get it.
This just into Charlie and Debbie show at the new 1037.com. Not calling in, but I used to have a boss that would clean his ears with a bent paperclip right in front of you. Yeah! What have you seen a coworker doing at his or her desk that made you go, ah?
I was working at a large, reputable department store as a stocker. In the morning, I came out and was bringing clothing out to one of the fashion areas and dropping off dresses, and there was a coworker clipping their nails with their foot propped up right next to the cash register.
I just don't understand how people reconcile that to be okay.
Well, I ain't no customers here yet.
A coworker of mine was using one of those peg egg things on her lunch break at her desk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the pet egg.
Yeah, when you've got rough skin on your heels. Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that is rough.
Oh, God, that's, that.
And that was a little bit of disgusting.
Because that has all kind of debris that flies off from it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's actually a little canister that holds it all in. Oh.
Yeah.
Dump it out at the end.
Like the old pencil sharpener.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
So nasty.
Charlie.
Yes, sir.
I used to work with a guy that we told everybody to come around him, don't let him touch you, and do not shake his hand, because he was bad about sticking his fingers in his nose and sticking them in his mouth.
Oh. Oh, I'm just grossed out by that.
This got started, a survey that I read today of office working respondents, 93% of which said it's not okay to clip your nails at your desk, foot or toe. I'm all about this. In fact, I'm more concerned about the 7% that look the other way and say, no big deal.
I contend those people work in a place like a nail salon where it's not going to be noticed, or they're self-employed. I don't know what they're doing.
What have you seen a coworker do at his or her desk?
So I walk into my office on Saturday, where I don't normally work on Saturdays. There's this girl that works there. She's sitting at my desk with her feet up on my desk and pulling from her nose and sticking it on the bottom of my desk. Using my phone and keyboard, you know?
You're going to have to move.
I threw the keyboard in the trash.
Don't just stop there. Don't just stop at move. You got to fire Booger Betty. You can't have Booger Betty working in the office, can you, after you've seen that?
Absolutely not.
No!
More music.
More music. More music. It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls. It's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
This happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What is it?
This happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What are we talking about? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, I'll give it a shot.
All right. The question is, this happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What is it?
Somebody gets a traffic ticket.
No, sir, that's not it.
You want to start off with a bang? This is completely off the wall now. How about death threats on the president?
Wow.
Hi, you have got an answer for the smartest person in QC?
No, ma'am.
All right, the question, this happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What is it?
A bank robbery.
Nope, that is not it.
Okay. Try again.
Thanks.
2,000 times a day a telemarketer calls my house.
That is a great answer.
Here is a woman who feels my robocall pain. 704-570-1037-800-522-9762. It is somewhat crime-related, though. Smartest person in the QC?
What was the question again?
All right. This happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What is it?
Carjacking?
No, not it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm calling about a smartest person you see.
What you got?
Like run a stop sign or something like that.
Nothing motor vehicle related.
Wow, okay.
So it's a crime, not motor vehicle.
Yes, I was calling about the smartest person in QC.
This happens more than 2,000 times a day in America. What is it?
I would guess house robberies.
House robbery. Not it.
Hey, Charlie and Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, I called for the smartest person in the QC.
What you got?
Somebody takes like, I don't even know. I'm just excited. Like, I got this on Charlie and Debbie. Hey, y'all have a great day.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that he's excited about that or the notion that we're so hard to get in touch with.
Yeah, I think he might have been pulling our leg a little bit.
Smartest person in the QC?
Is it kidnapped or reported missing?
That's it.
That is it. This is a sobering statistic. A person is reported missing 2,000 times a day. Now, most are found, but some just go missing. That's a crazy high number, isn't it?
That is.
Wow. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Tori, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
Philadelphia Eagles earned their way into the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks yesterday with a victory over the Minnesota Vikings at home. And so, if you're a city worker, what do you do? Well, you grease up all the light poles to prevent fans from climbing up them.
That's right. Crisco to the rescue.
Workers who applied the grease called themselves the Crisco Cops. I'm going to sound like the old guy in Birkenstocks and black...
I already said it.
Social media has killed celebrating because you can't just be in a bar and celebrate your team. No, now you've got to try to climb a light pole and go, "Woo, Eagles!"
And how dumb are you if you try? If you're to the point that they have to grease the pole to prevent you from trying to kill yourself, you're dumb.
Somebody's flipping me off on Snapchat.
Whatever.
For bringing this up. Speaking of poles and what they're used for, a father from Mexico is under investigation for hiring two exotic dancers for his son's birthday party.
Speaking of dumb.
Partygoers filmed the scantily clad dancers dancing with the kid. The father defended the hiring of the dancers, saying he wanted to turn his son into a man, baby. Oh, did I mention the kid was celebrating his 12th birthday? Police may charge the father with child endangerment. Might.
Looks like that man might be going to jail.
And finally, a British Columbia woman recently called a wildlife rescue after she found a raccoon in her yard that she thought was paralyzed. Let me tell you, Jack, these raccoons, they're trouble.
They can be ferocious.
Okay, you do not want to jack with a raccoon. Anyway, wildlife officials found the raccoon dazed and unable to open its eyes. It was then taken to an animal hospital where a veterinarian determined that the raccoon wasn't injured. Oh, no. He was stoned on marijuana and other drugs.
Oh.
Now, the vet doesn't know how the raccoon got a hold of the drugs. I guess the interview was cut short. The rescue placed him in a quiet room until he recovered. And then on his way out, they handed him a card for a meeting down the street.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 1037.